Welcome to the Xenial Cinephile Podcast Movie Review, where we review what just hit the silver screen and some Hollywood classics. Hopefully, there won't be too many spoilers. Now, grab your popcorn and take a seat. The show is about to begin.
Thank you for tuning in to the Xenial Cinephile Podcast. This is going to be a movie review of the film Unhinged. You probably haven't heard of this film. It stars Russell Crowe. None of the other people in the movie really jump out at you. But this is a movie that came out during the pandemic. It came out to theaters in August. And, you know, it's the same time that Tenet came out. So if you did brave to go to a movie theater, you went to see Tenet instead. And it's now on Amazon Prime. And a friend of mine actually suggested I take a look at this. And he compared this movie to the Michael Douglas film, Falling Down. And if you've ever seen that film, came out in the 90s, really good film. The premise of the film is Michael Douglas is this defense contractor who has had a run of bad things happen to him. He lost his job. He loses his family. He's got a lot of stress, anxiety. And on this particular day, it was just too much for him. And they make it seem as if his character is the little guy who keeps getting pushed around and he decides to push back. I like the film. I thought it was very interesting. It's an LA film. I like LA films. Michael Douglas is great in it. They show you, it's kind of like the film The Joker a little bit, where the protagonist of the film is the villain. And I like when they do that in movies. It's complicated. Makes you feel weird about the film. And so when he told me that, I thought, oh, well, I'll definitely want to check out this movie then, because I liked Falling Down. And other movies have tried to do that storyline. And with the exception of the Joker that came out in 2019, most films don't really pull it off. And so I wanted to see, well, can Russell Crowe in Unhinged pull it off? So it turns out this movie is not like Falling Down. This is a thriller that is just a wild, crazy movie that makes no sense. And I want to say the point of the film was to point out how we have been desensitized and people are just too mean to each other. Now, that's a good point. And I find the internet over the last 25 years has made people feel that they are entitled to just speak to people any way they want to. If you want a good test of this, go into like the Washington Post or the New York Times Facebook page and pull up some of their posts about articles, especially political ones, and read the comments. And I do that every now and then just to remind myself where we are at this point in time. You know, the country is very, very polarized. And the way that people speak to each other is so uncivil because we don't have to see each other. And so this film kind of brings that to light, that because of that, there's just so much aggression towards people in the country. And so Russell Crowe plays the character who, if you related to Fallen Down, life has been pushing him a bit too much, and he's reached his breaking point. The difference here is he just decides to go crazy. And the guy in Falling Down, he went crazy, but not crazy like this. He went crazy like, there's a scene in Falling Down, it's one of my favorite scenes in the film, where he goes to your version of McDonald's, and he wants a breakfast meal. And the guy behind the counter is like, sorry, we stopped serving breakfast. And he says, well, what time do you stop serving breakfast? He says, 10:30. He looks at his watch. It's 10:31. And he says, but it's just 10:31. Can I just get breakfast? And the guy's like, we're not serving breakfast. And he's like, can I speak to your manager? The manager comes up, does the same routine. And he's like, you know, there was a time in which the customer was always right. And he's right. I worked at Burger King. We never would have done that to somebody. Because it was a couple of minutes after we stopped serving breakfast, we always had a little bit left over just in case for those late stragglers. And but this movie, Unhinged, takes it to a whole nother level. And so in Unhinged, it starts off with Russell Crowe kind of, you see the craziness and his willing to go really, really extreme in his behavior. And so he has a run-in with a young lady who, I don't know if they did it on purpose or it's a mistake, but she has no sympathy from the audience because everything that happens to her, she blames on other people. And in her run-in with Russell Crowe's character, she gets upset at him and honks her horn because he's not moving or something. And she's just rude, extremely rude to him. And so he pulls up to her and he essentially says, hey, sorry about what happened back there. I've been having a few bad days. And he essentially gives her the out of, if you apologize to me, then we can just let this go. She cops an attitude and like, I'm not apologizing to you. And he says, well, you're going to learn what it's like. Because she said she's having a bad day or something like that. And he's like, you're going to learn what it's like to have a real bad day. And then that's kind of the opening to the film. And I don't want to give too much away, but it just goes left from there and even crazier. And I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on with Russell Crowe and his acting career. He looks like he put on a lot of weight for this in this role. Not that he did it for the role, but this is not a Russell Crowe worthy film. Maybe he's at the end of his career. He's trying some different things, or this is all he can do. But this is not worthy of Russell Crowe. This is, I mean, it could have been some any no-name person. The movie is just violence upon violence upon violence. If you have that type of thing where you just want to see that, that's fine. Not my cup of tea. I went back to my friend and I was like, hey, this is not falling down. And he said, yeah, it's his guilty pleasure. And I'm like, man, you may want to talk to somebody about that. This is just essentially seeing a maniac just terrorize a community for unreasonable reasons. But it's on Amazon, something new if you haven't seen it. You probably didn't see it in theaters. Check it out, Unhinged with Russell Crowe. Thank you for tuning in. When you get a chance, if you could leave a comment, so don't forget to subscribe and follow us on social media at CinephileX79.
Thank you for joining the Xennial Cinephile Podcast. To check out the blog or our social media, visit XennialCinephile.com. And hey, see you at the movies!